higher. And he has his cohorts we call demonics, just like Jesus Christ has his Holy Spirit, and God sends the angels through the ministry and power of the Holy Spirit to work in our lives sometimes. And his Holy Spirit fills us with the right and correct way to look at truth and to act and respond to the truth of Jesus Christ. So the blanket of tolerance doesn't work. It may look and feel good momentarily, but it will not continue to warm your mental abilities to appreciate and to evaluate and to place value on other people's religious or faith practices or morality. And it's funny, if you look at the postmodern society, it becomes even more and more critical of the Christian community that holds to Jesus as the truth. And so there's no tolerance towards Christianity. And so the postmodern society basically does not even reflect in its own light as it says it should, and it becomes very hypocritical. And once in a while, they're caught in that trap, and they relax, but it comes back with a fury. And so the truth about the truth is that there is absolute truth, and truth is not relevant, even though over 80% of the North American population will tell you that they believe truth is relevant and not absolute. 80%. Now, bear in mind, we call ourselves a Christian nation with a population of 65% of the population claiming to be either Christian or some branch thereof of the Christian faith. 65%, but yet 80% of the same population says the truth is relevant. That's a sad statement for where we are as a Christian community. It's a sad statement for who we portray as the truth in our lives, Jesus Christ himself. And so the truth about the truth is not about tolerance. The truth about the truth is not about relevancy to our individual lives. Notice how we connect back constantly to the individual. And the truth about the truth is that truth is absolute. Now let's make a sketch of what the postmodern society looks like. And we're going to look at it through a few different arenas. And as we look at it through these six different arenas, or these six different scopes, if I'll allow them to be called that, we're going to see what people do and how people react. And we're going to paint a synthetic picture of the postmodern society in our minds, so that when we see and hear and feel and experience certain things, we can say, oh, I know what that is. And I know what I believe, and I know who I am as a Christian, and I know how I must react to that. First, let's look at the values of the postmodern society. They are self-centered, they are materialistic, and they are focused and driven to play, not to work. Self-centered, in other words, it's about me, it's about my rights, it's about my life, and I can do with it what I want. And yet Paul says we're slaves to Jesus. We've been bought with a price by his blood. Materialism means we focus on earthly things. It means we focus on possessions and abilities within the tangible realm. And sometimes that can be even things like education. And sometimes within the church, it even can be things like seminarian education.